I'm here with Lombardo Boyard.
That's right, Lombardo Boyard, not Boyer. I'm not French. I get that a lot. Like, they've actually misspelled my name on some productions, and it's B-O-Y-E-R. I'm like, do I look French?
Well, because all of us, we have so many different types of names.
Right,
that, you know,
exactly.
It's like, you know, I have to tell people, not all Latinos have Spanish-sounding names.
Exactly, and Lombardo, también, it's also an Italian last name.
Exactly.
So it throws people out. My mom was a big fan of Guy Lombardo, who was the singer to the stars. My grandfather would watch that all the time. So she thought it'd be a good idea to give it to me as a first name.
Oh, God.
That was kind of haunting me growing up. Especially when the Lombada came out.
Oh, no.
I get that a lot.
It's funny because my brother and I were talking about Lombada last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's funny.
But like we were talking before,
yeah.
I mean, you're definitely a working actor.
Yes. Gracias a Dios. Thank God. Yeah, I've been, but below the radar, which is great. You know what I mean? I've been making a living at it. I got out of the Army in 94, September. Like I said, I want to be a physical therapist. And I was like, no, I'm a chiropractor. But they just weren't making me happy. And I was one of those people that, like, heard the radio. Because, you know, when I lived in Los Angeles, I lived in Huntington Park, Southgate. I went to Paramount High School. I did graduate from in Riverside. I went home for my senior year because that's where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to graduate with my childhood friends. But then I came back to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to be an actor just seems something so far-fetched, you know?
I know.
So I literally, I mean, it's getting a little bit more accessible now, but back then I was like, how do I even do that? That's for rich people. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Go to acting school or study with professionals.
So I heard one of these commercials, like, if you've ever wanted to be an actor or model, come to the convention center or something like that. And I went, and, you know, it was a scam. The school charged too much. Mm-hmm. But I was older. I was 22, so I took it very seriously, and I got my first agent. And then I've been with Michael Green now, which is my third agent, since, God, probably 96 or something. And I haven't stopped working since. You know, that's all I do for a living.
You know, and you're doing stuff. You're doing a lot of stuff on television.
Yes.
And film. Right now, you're one of the shows that I really enjoy, Murder in the First.
Yes.
I got a little scare a couple of episodes ago because I was like, what the
heck? What's happening with Navarro, yeah. Is he going to be the bad guy? Well, that's the thing, too. It was scary for us shooting it as well because, you know, they were behind, right, writing the episodes. And so literally, we wouldn't even get them until, like, the table read is when we found out what was happening.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, so while I was shooting those episodes, I didn't know if I was the bad guy or not, to be honest. So that you just play what you knew, you know, and like, but they're good. It motivates you as an actor because whatever you have left, you're like, I'm going to kill it because like, I don't want them to kick me off. Let me change their mind, you know, so it's kind of really smart on their part.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was sitting there going, no.
But I'm very happy for that job. Steven Bochco has been a fan of mine for years now, and I'm so happy about that.
Wait a minute, I just went blank. This is the second season.
Yeah, this is the second season.
Yeah.
And that first season, I was kind of part of the team, and I was getting paid regular money, but I really didn't have an arc.
Yeah.
It was just like I was there.
Yeah.
And I was joking this season. I was like, man, last season I watched it. It was like so nondescript. It's like one line here and one line there. And it was like you couldn't tell if it was Mexican or Italian or Jewish. Was he human?
Well, you know, I gather it's really tricky when you have so many
huge
lead
cast,
actors,
right?
In it. But I love, you know, the quinceañera scene.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
that was great.
That was really sweet.
Good.
Yeah. Especially which at first, you know, you read it, and you know they do that. You know, being in this business a long time, you know they do the quinceañera thing a lot. You know, it's their go to. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, let's do a quinceañera. But as an artist, as an actor, it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna do it my way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make it legit, and it's like that's our job. And I hear a lot of actors complain, like, I would never say that. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, if I know anything about life, it's like it's random.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Our job is to figure out why you would say that.
Exactly.
You know?
It wasn't over the top.
No, so that was perfect. And the perfect thing was Allison Anders directed the episode, and, you know, who did Mi Vida Loca, and she's trying to do Mi Vida Loca, too, so she's legit. So I felt better, you know? I felt safe.
And then last year, oh, man, what you mess with those monkeys, man?
Oh, yeah, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. That was good. That's probably the biggest budget movie I've ever been a part of. I mean, it was intimidating, believe it or not. It was 3D.
Yeah.
It was everything. I mean, you saw what I had in the movie. I mean, I have two good, solid scenes.
Yes, you
know?
Do.
And I shot like almost a week and a half in New Orleans, you know, just for that.
That's nice.
That's the difference, yeah, but that's the difference between big budget and low budget. That would have been like 3 hours on a low budget. And we're like, you're out of here. Take your $1,000.
And go.
Yeah. But on that, it was, you know, and it took its time, and it was a real, real great learning experience.
And actually, that I didn't know what to expect from the, because I've, you know, watched all the other.
Right.
This was pretty good. It was pretty decent.
Yeah, they did a good job. The first, both of them. And like, usually the sequel kind of fails, but it kind of, it was good. It kept up with the first one, even better.
And it kind of tied it up, kind of, you know, it's like, hey, okay.
Yeah, now we're ready for the war.
Unfortunately.
I'm not in it. That's cool. I'm not in it, but I knew I wasn't going to get cut because I knew I was part. Because, you know, whenever you do a big budget film, it's like you can go like this. I mean, and I had two scenes, but the only reason I knew I wouldn't be cut, it's a good lesson for you young actors, is if you know your scenes move the plot along, right? If it's a strong plot point, they can't cut you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They need that.
Even as bad as it is, they're going to keep it in because it's got to move the story forward.
No, it's good, actually. You've done a lot of TV and films, but you also do voiceovers.
Yes, I have been lucky enough to do some voiceovers. I did the Happy Feet movies, and then now they're rerunning an old cartoon that I did called Rocket Power. Yeah, and it was pretty cool, actually, because I'm not sure if we were the first. But my younger brother and I and Carlos Ellis Rocky, that's how I met him, who played my dad on the show, we were like the first kind of Latino, you know, characters on a cartoon. And it was on Nickelodeon, and I played Lars the Bully, you know, and I just got to terrorize all these little kids, my younger brother. But they're rerunning that, so I'm getting a lot of people that recognize me from that. And it's funny, I was, this is how I felt old. I was at my mother-in-law and some of her friends were in Hollywood having, like, dinner somewhere, right? And I'm like, our waitress is attractive, of course. And she's there, and like, she leans over, she's like, she's hearing me talk. She goes, is your name Lombardo? And I'm like, oh, yes. Yes, it is. You know, thinking like she saw me and something. She goes, yeah, I used to watch you on Rocket Power when I was little.
That brings you right back to reality.
Back down to earth, man. I was like, oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
I can't let you go without me asking you about Big Ass Spider.
Yeah, baby. Big Ass Spider. You know, it's one of those movies that, like, when Greg Grunberg called me, and it was, believe it or not, that movie came when I was kind of in a low, you know. And, you know, and when you're a working actor, a low is like, you know, I'm not bragging, but a low is 2 months without working.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm flipping out, which I'm blessed that that's all, you know, but that I'm freaking.
Yeah.
You know, I have to keep the residuals coming in. Like,
of course.
I always say, if I don't have spending, but residuals are my spending money. Everything else I save or is for bills, whatever. But
family.
If I don't have, exactly. So if I don't have residuals coming in enough, I'm not working enough. You know, so it's like, I gotta keep it coming in. So I was kind of at a low, and I literally pulled into my parking spot, and Greg calls me, hey man, you want to do a spider with me? A spider movie with me? He says, I'm with the director here, talk to him. And he goes, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, hey, this is Mike Mendez. And then we talked, and then my agents were like, what are you doing? Do this big spider movie? No way. You know, because they looked at it, it's kind of going backwards,
I don't think
and Sharknado hadn't come out yet.
No.
So it wasn't cool yet to do those movies, you know? So they were scared. They were like, what are you doing? But as soon as I read the role, and the script was completely different from what ended up on the screen. I mean, Greg and I just totally improvised, did what we wanted and changed it, and kind of commented on, you know, how crazy this was, how dumb it was. And I think that's what made the film enjoyable, you know?
Because
we didn't take it as seriously.
Has a following.
Had fun with it, you know?
Has a following.
So hopefully we'll do part two, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, hopefully. He just did, Mike Mendez directed La Valanchula with Steve Guttenberg that just came out. Mm-hmm. And that was a hit, you know? That did really good. So hopefully Sci-Fi will see that Mike Mendez has the goods and give us a green light on part two.
Yeah, actually, I got a little noisy. I would love to talk myself to Sam Mendes about the...
To Mike Mendes?
That's
all right. Sam Mendes.
Sam is the director.
I wish Sam Mendes
the other director. All the names.
I know.
Try
all
to
Mike
keep
Mendes.
Them.
It's too many.
Try to keep...
So many
but
directors.
I meant Mike.
Yeah.
About, you know...
Yeah, hit him up. He's a really nice guy. He would love to do the interview. Yeah, he's great.
So because of all these things that you already have done. And so, what do you want to do now in the future, in front and behind the camera? It's
like, that's a good question. See, I'm one of those actors that, believe it or not, doesn't want to take over the world. Like, I don't want my own clothing line, my own cologne, start a band.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know. No, that's Calvin Klein. That's my wife. But Euphoria. But, you know, I'm pretty happy just, and I'm still learning, you know, to act. That's the thing, you know. I never had any formal training. Luckily, I've been on the job training, so I'm doing something right.
But you have it all here.
For 20 years, yeah, that's the thing. I usually play the bad guys with heart or, you know. So there's something there definitely in it. And I love my job, and yeah, I am interested in probably getting behind the camera eventually. But right now, I'm still trying to master this, yeah, you know, and I'm still in love with it.
Well, you know, you have to be in love with what you do, because if you don't, ay, pa qué?
Yeah, here's another lesson. You know, I'm on hiatus right now from the show, and hopefully we get a third season, but right now I don't have a job. You know, that's another lesson for you young actors. You know, and I have two kids and a wife. But that's our life, you know. It's like, hey, you know, just I went to audition yesterday for Minority Report. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah, that's coming
on
out.
On Fox,
this fall, no?
Yeah, it's coming out this fall.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's my job right now, just hanging with the kids and being happy. But luckily, the show affords me to, if I don't work the rest of the year, I'm good. So that's rare.
That's very rare. Yeah. That's very rare. I mean, you know, I get it. It's better to be a working actor than a struggling actor. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
We all struggle, but if you keep working.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, like I said, it's just different problems at different levels. Yeah. You know, like one of my favorite sayings is, if you want to hear an actor complain, give him a job. You know, and you'll see that on set. And I'm like one of those people that's like the nicest actors. I'm really cool. And, you know, on the set, I kind of remind, hey, you know, we're pretty good. One of my things is like, say, on set, like when someone's complaining, it's like, oh, I know, our life is so hard, you know. And I laugh and then they get it. It's like, yeah, I know, you're right, you're right. You know what I mean? It's a nice way of just letting them know, hey, come back down to earth, you know. It's like,
Well, this season of Murder in the First, there's some stuff.
Definitely TNT looked at it more of as a relaunch instead of season two. They wanted to relaunch the show and kind of they felt last season that our team, the inspectors and stuff, everybody was kind of too goody two shoes. Everybody's just happy, and so they wanted to kind of make everybody look a little bit dirtier, and they want to get a little grittier.
All right.
And there's like, as you notice, there's not just one big case.
There's about three different things going on.
Yeah.
When I watched it the other night, I kind of went, ooh.
Yeah, it's a great ending, and you know the way they're ending the episodes, and people are just loving it. I mean, compared to last season, I you know, because we had a live tweet last season. I mean, we've been trending almost every week on Twitter. We got up to number 3, is the highest. But the problem is, we're up against The Bachelorette, and no one's gonna beat that. I hate that. I hate that. That's the number one thing every Monday. People love those shows, and they're all scripted too.
I mean,
people think it's real. They're all scripted.
That's awful. It is tricky trying to find good television, and I have to admit, most of it is not on the networks. You have to go somewhere else.
That's it. Netflix is killing it. You know, Hulu's starting to do stuff. Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, because they realize they don't have to worry about NC-17, the ratings, or they can say whatever they want.
Exactly.
You know, curse. And if someone wants to watch it and order it, you know, it's on you.
Yep, that's exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
You know? They're like, we're going to shoot it. If you want to watch, go for it. But it's pretty gritty. It's pretty dirty.
Well,
but good.
Good. That's what we want. We want to watch good shows. And at least online or on the cable, you know, that portion of the cable networks seem to give their shows more of a chance to succeed than you do on the regular network television.
For sure. Yeah, that's why TNT.
Yeah.
It's great. You don't have to get the crazy numbers you need to on network.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
1.4, 2 million is good. Yeah. You know, on network, you'd be done first episode.
Oh, yeah, man. It's
you got to get like 20 million, you know, or you're done.
I found myself pretty upset most of this year because there's some shows that they just didn't give it a chance.
Yeah, like they're bringing back Heroes, which Greg Grunberg's on.
Exactly.
You know, because that was doing good, and they just canceled it.
I don't know. It's just,
you know,
it's,
and then J.J. Abrams blew up, and they're like, okay, maybe we want to work with you again. You know, that's the way they are. When you're hot, you know, they'll come after you. You know, when you're not, like, whatever.
I know. Well, Lombardo, Yeah, this was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to seeing all the other things you're going to come up.
Thanks, yeah. Hopefully some more stuff coming up soon. Sure. Season 3.
There you go. I know.
Yeah, exactly. So watch Murder in the First. Check it out.
Yes.
It's on Hulu. You can watch it on Hulu anytime.
That's true. And it's Monday nights.
Monday nights on TNT. 7 p.m., 9 p.m., or 10 p.m., depending on where you live.
Check your schedules.
If you can't figure out when a show's coming on, you got problems.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.